People in Nashville may be waiting to get super fast gigabit speed internet, but some parts of the state are still waiting for any kind of connection. A recent report from the state's Economic Development Office highlights the lack of access in rural Tennessee. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
There's a startling divide. Nearly everyone near a city in Tennessee has access to internet at a decently fast speed, even if they're not purchasing it. In rural areas, that's way lower. About two-thirds have access. And Jesse Wallace says in his part of the state, even that sounds generous.
There's no internet service at all available to the homes of probably half our population at any speed.
Wallace is the mayor of Humphreys County, about 60 miles west of Nashville. He lives in a city of 1,800 and has internet, but he says most of the county doesn't. Private companies haven't laid the lines to serve such sparsely populated areas. Wallace says the result is that Humphreys County is obsessed. Almost every community meeting, even about things that seem unrelated,
always transition to the conversation about broadband, or more to the point, the lack thereof.
He says, look, without internet, it's hard to convince any business to set up shop here. Getting tourists to come is a struggle. And if you're thinking about telecommuting to your job, well, don't.
You can't live in rural Humphreys County and work from home.
The need for internet in rural Tennessee is not contested, but the solution is. One of the ideas laid out in the state's new report is allowing electric companies to fill the gap. Some already do, but are restricted to a limited area, and others aren't allowed to at all. But lifting those restrictions has been a source of contention for years. In fact, right after the report came out, Representative Glenn Cassida of Franklin said he was concerned that it even mentioned electric utilities providing broadband.
Municipal governments, co-ops competing against for-profit companies has dire consequences.
For the state's part, Economic Development Commissioner Randy Boyd says this one aspect of the report should not be the only focus of discussion. It also lays out several other ideas, like providing tax incentives and applying for federal grants. He says if people want to see internet in rural Tennessee, they'll need to start with ideas they actually agree on. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.